Welcome to the Real Estate Pros Podcast, the weekly show for real people in the business of residential sales and property management. Ready to talk insights and inspiration with today's guest, here's your host, Josh Cobb.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Real Estate Pros. Thank you so much for joining me this week. I am your host, Josh Cobb, and this is the weekly show for people in the business of residential sales and property management, where we interview real estate pros and industry experts from all across Australia and around the world, getting to know them a little more personally and the stories behind their success to help you take your career to another level. And I'm excited about this week's show. I'm speaking with Raj Kazar, the principal and owner of the Boutique Real Estate Group in Orange County, California. Raj is going to share with us his background in the real estate industry, what it's like selling high-end luxury homes in some of the world's most stunning locations, and how the Boutique Real Estate Group is leading the way with video. But before we catch up with Raj, I have another discovery I'd like to share with you this week. So let's do that right now.
Today's show is brought to you by Business Depot, real estate specialists, accountants, and business advisors. From startup to growth or succession, muscle up and raise the bar of your real estate business. Check them out at businessdepot.com.au.
This week's discovery comes from our friends at Business Depot, and it's a survey they release every 12 months where they ask real estate businesses, how optimistic are you about going into the new year? And the 2015 results have just been released, and it identifies that growth is once again the number one focus for real estate businesses this year. One of the more interesting results I found quite fascinating was a rise in business owners focusing on succession planning. And the survey also benchmarks other areas of the business, including cash flow, staff recruitment, succession planning, as we said, back office administration, technology, and a whole lot more. So it really identifies the key areas that could potentially be holding your business back. So I encourage you to go and check out the results and see if you identify with what your peers are saying about their 2015 goals. Go to bit.ly.com/businessgrowth2015. That's bit.ly.com/businessgrowth2015. And with that, let's transition over to this week's featured guest. Well, I'm excited to introduce our featured guest today, Raj Kazar. Raj is the principal and owner of the Boutique Real Estate Group in Orange County, California. Raj and his team ensure that every real estate listing is assigned a best-in-class sales and marketing campaign with industry-leading advertising, social media, video, staging, and interior design. Raj, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Josh, and thanks for having me on the call today.
No, it's great to have you on the show. And I've given our listeners just a brief overview, Raj, but can you take a moment, tell us a little bit more about you personally, and then give us an overview of the Boutique Real Estate Group.
So just like you said, we are the Boutique Real Estate Group, and we literally are a boutique real estate brokerage founded in Orange County, California, and expanding rapidly throughout the Southern California luxury real estate market. What I realized many years ago is that being a real estate agent on your own is very, very difficult, and you cannot do it all on your own. You cannot be the real estate agent, the transaction coordinator, the photographer, the videographer, the social media manager, the escrow coordinator, the closing coordinator, the graphic designer. I mean, you just can't. I mean, that's not in any one person's skill set. You may be able to do it for one or two listings a year, but when you're trying to, when you get to the point of doing hundreds of listings a year, it's absolutely impossible. So with that concept in mind, what we did is we brought everything a luxury real estate agent would ever need completely in-house. And what I mean by that is videography, storytelling, creative design, staging and interior design, social media. All of our agents have their own concierge or their own assistant to help them with every little bit of the transaction. So there's nothing left to chance. We do this all not because we want to be a video production company or we want to be a social media marketing company. We do this because we know it gives our clients and our agents the best chance of success.
Well, Raj, can you explain for our listeners and those of us, including myself, who aren't familiar with the areas you cover, what is the real estate market like in those areas? And can you describe the type of property that you and your team would typically represent?
Yeah, fabulous. Well, so we're located, we were founded in Orange County. We have multiple offices in Orange County right now. And Orange County is that piece of the world right between Los Angeles and San Diego. So most people think about Newport Beach, Huntington Beach, Disneyland. That's Orange County. Our typical market is normalizing right now. We went through the last couple of years of where the market was just on fire. There was low inventory, low interest rates, and a home was on the market for a split second before it was gobbled up by multiple offers. That over the last 6 months has changed dramatically, where things are normally now on the market 60 or 90 days, and that is considered normal now. Our typical property that we represent, our average sales price is just under $3 million, and we don't say no to anything, but that is typically what we're known for, is that multi-million dollar type of property because of the services we're able to do completely in-house at that property, making it very affordable for our agents to look like a zillion dollars when they're representing that property.
Sure. Well, there's a property in Maui for sale on your website at the moment, Raj, and I have to ask, how do you go about finding a buyer for a $24 million property?
Well, you know, what's interesting, so that seller actually reached, the seller and the brokerage reached out to us for additional exposure. Obviously, we're not licensed in Hawaii just yet, but they asked us to help them out. We've got global reach, and we don't take anything for granted. So when we say global, literally, when we look at our Google Analytics, the world is lit up by what they're seeing, what we're producing and what they're seeing. So there's really barely any part of the world that isn't seeing our stuff. And if they're not seeing our stuff, they probably don't have internet. So that's the interesting part of this. To answer your question, there's probably only 3,000 buyers on this entire planet who would afford that $24 million property. But it is a very special property. It's one of five beachfront estates on the island of Maui, or in Kapalua Resort on the island of Maui, where you actually own a piece of Maui sand.
Well, Raj, you say on your website, and you mentioned it before, that the Boutique Real Estate Group has invested heavily in bringing all of the aspects of the real estate experience completely in-house. Can we just break that down and maybe have a look, just if we can use that property in Maui as an example? I noticed how much detail, everything's of the highest quality. If you jump on your website and you've got a whole website or a mini site dedicated to virtually every property that you represent, can we maybe break that down for our listeners and explain sort of what that looks like in terms of the internal structure of your team and how you would set up a property to go to market?
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. Well, that property is quite special. So with that property, the sellers hired a third party marketing company that specializes in luxury real estate. And for that specific property, they employed the services of Room, R-U-H-M. So RUHM.com is a luxury marketing agency, also founded in Orange County, that we partner with on special properties. So in regards to that property, it's a very forward-thinking marketing agency that has DNA tied to real estate. So they used to broker real estate. They're all done with that now, but they're heavily invested in creative and storytelling, and everything that you see for that property was created by them. What we're doing on that specific property is pushing it out through our channels and doing what we do in addition to what this company Room has done for that property. What's absolutely amazing about that, Josh, is when we look at the analytics, I mean, the analytics simply do not lie. It was listed by an island brokerage there where there was very small blips on the analytic radar in regard to unique visitors and consumption of the website that we're pushing out for that property. Once we joined and added that to our local MLS and then integrated it into our content strategy and social media campaign, the chart looks like a spiking volcano going straight up from the moment that we hit the market with us as the brokerage behind it here on the mainland. And not only did it spike up like an amazing volcano, but it's also maintained those levels since we listed it. So what that goes to show you is that a small brokerage like ours of about 35 agents and 10 in-house creative staff is able to do things on a global scale. The market, as we know it, is in the palm of everyone's hand in the world. If you're able to jump on the internet, you're able to search for properties anywhere in the world. And with that thought in mind, our brokerage has a strategy of being head down and focused on the digital way people are consuming information right now. And for that property, I think Room nailed it out of the park. And then adding us on as a mainland brokerage will only give our sellers the best chance of success.
Yeah, no doubt. And just by spending a minute on your site, Raj, there is no doubt that everything you do is of the highest quality. And the attention to detail is quite breathtaking, to say the least. And if you don't mind, if we've got your permission to link that up in our show notes so everyone can go and check that out.
And what's interesting, Josh, is that you say our website's amazing. I think it was amazing for 2012. So we're in the middle of a complete redo of our entire website. So that should launch in the next 30 days or so. It'll be brand new from the ground up. I mean, talk about attention to detail. This is not some regular WordPress website that every real estate agent or brokerage has in the world. This is a custom coded, every URL, every design element, every page on that website has been assigned to a professional who's a specialist in that field. So it's completely custom. Mm. There's nothing that's a widget or a box or anything. It's 100% completely custom. Just like our site is now, which we've had for a few years, that website's completely custom. This new website will really highlight technology, social media, video, and the website itself will tell a story of who our brokerage really is.
Well, I think it's the content that really, obviously content is king, Raja. If the content is anything to go by, the new site's going to be amazing. So I can't wait to see it. But I'd love to dive into your approach to video in particular, Raja. It's obviously a core focus at the Boutique Real Estate Group. Can you give our listeners, maybe let's just start with a bird's eye overview of why you believe video is so important in the real estate industry?
Yeah, what's so interesting is someone at Inman Connect last week in New York asked me if video is going away. And my quote back to them is, the only thing going away are agents who are not shooting video. So video by no means is going away. Our belief in video stems from the simple fact that video is able to tell a story and bring about emotion that simple photography and text descriptions cannot. And if video is done right, and your attention is focused on not only doing and shooting and editing and producing a video the right way, and then also taking the time to learn and know how to do that, but then also pushing that out in a way that is meaningful and engages a client base, that in itself is exactly why we believe in video. I mean, I could tell you that all the stats on people see video this much in their newsfeed or this many people are on YouTube or whatever, all that doesn't matter at a hyper-local level or on a global scale, because once you're in YouTube, you're almost lost, right? But the way that people get to your video on YouTube, your video on social, your video via email, your video via even print is what we focused on so tremendously. So video for us goes back to 2009. We shot our first video back in 2009. And in 2009, I bought a great video camera myself and I wanted to do it on my own. And I quickly learned that I'm not a Hollywood producer, because what I had in my head did not translate onto what I saw on the web when it was done. So I quickly said, I can't do this. This is not in my skill set. Let me find someone who is good where I am weak. Now, obviously weak, I'm not a video guy. So I found someone, and what I did is I just did some due diligence, because I called people in LA and in Orange County, and the quotes I was getting back to shoot real estate video was astronomical. And when you're doing 100 listings a year, you simply cannot afford to do that on all those listings. And I think that is where 99.9% of every agent that I know stops. They get a price quote on video and they stop. They're done. They don't even want to do it.
I think it's really important as well, Raja. It might be, I'd be guided by you if this happens in the States as well. A lot of real estate professionals, business owners, salespeople, property managers, and virtually every staff member that's involved in a selling capacity, they really try to, sometimes they fall down when they try to do it all themselves, and they get quite consumed in the creation of all this. And really what you've done is appointed the people to do that so you can focus on what you're really good at.
Yes, completely agree. And what we're good at, what the traditional real estate agent is good at, is being an extrovert, meeting people, making that connection in real life, that's belly to belly. We are not graphic designers. We are not videographers and editors. We're not coders. Right? We're not like technology people, but what we do, we use technology to connect with people, but we're not going to be developing that technology. I mean, there's a handful of agents out there who've left being agents because they've developed great technology. That's one thing. But when you're building a brand in a business that has technology, video, social at its core, you need to hire those people. And to answer your question, why we brought it all in-house is because we hired where we were weak. We hired an amazing social media manager. She is just killing it on social, just killing it. Our engagement and our reach is absolutely through the roof with social. We hired an in-house graphic designer. So this is a degreed graphic designer. This isn't my mom's brother's uncle's daughter who just got out of junior college who took one graphic design class, right? That's how it is at the typical brokerage. The broker's brother's daughter's son is doing the graphic design. So that's not us. Every property has a custom story to be told. I mean, it's simple as that. Our brochures are different for every property. Our story is different for every property. The way a property looks on Facebook or Pinterest or Twitter or Instagram is very different. And there's different consumers on those channels. So we need to speak to them on those channels to bring about the engagement from them.
No doubt. Well, if let's just break it down, Raj, for people that have seen your videos on your site or are going to go check it out after they've heard this interview. Let's break that down. How does a video look for each property that you list? And I guess what are the resources and tools that you have in place to produce video at the level that you do? And some of the people that are involved. Where do you start with a multi-million dollar house?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I'll just give you a quick story because that's what we do is we tell stories. So I got a call on a listing at a multi-million dollar custom neighborhood. And the moment I walked through these like 30-foot doors, this very soft-spoken lady answered the door. She's like, "Hi, Raj, so nice to meet you." And when she opened these huge doors, I mean, just imagine you're walking into this estate. She opens these two huge doors, and the first thing I see is a baby grand piano in the dining room. I mean, my mind is absolutely racing right now. I see this baby grand piano, and I basically just introduce myself, and I walk over the piano, and I basically asked her, I said, "Why do you have a piano in the dining room and not a dining room table? Tell me why if this is the centerpiece of right when I walk in the front door, I see the piano." And she says, "Oh, my husband used to play for me when he was alive. And my husband always played this song, and it's one of the songs that we had when we first met. It's called The Summer Wind." I mean, can you feel the emotion there? Like, I'm getting just goosebumps telling you this story again. I mean, so that in itself is how you need to think as a real estate agent. You don't need to think about beds and baths and square feet, granite countertops, outdoor kitchens, gazebos, casitas. You need to think of emotion and what the story is going to be portrayed on that property. So for this home, we shot a movie, a mini movie, a mini short film, whatever you want to call it, centered around that song, The Summer Wind. So we did a casting call for actors and actresses who could play the piano and sing. And we told a story of a surprise birthday party. So husband's gone all day at work. He comes home, he opens the front, the two big doors, and he's at his head down in his phone like most people are. And he walks upstairs, takes a shower, gets ready. And when he comes downstairs, he sees a card in the kitchen island that says, "Happy birthday, sweetheart. We're in the backyard," with lipstick, like lips on the front of the card. He walks to the backyard and there his whole family is there for a surprise birthday party. But in that story, we have five video cameras rolling. We have an aerial quadcopter going up and over the house to give perspective of the community. And then we have underwater GoPros because the kids that we brought in into the movie, they all jumped in the pool. So you could see them swimming underwater and just having an amazing time. I mean, when you tell this story at a listing presentation, at a kitchen table, dining room table, whatever, you will not lose a listing. Because most agents are focusing on everything else the other 1.2 million agents in the United States are focusing on, right? Which is not telling a story.
I think it's a global thing, Raj. I don't think it's just restricted to the United States. Right. Is real estate agents missing out on the real thing, which is storytelling? And I have seen that video. I think you showed that at Inman in San Francisco last year, and I was lucky enough to be in that session. And how did the campaign? How did it go? What were the results?
Yeah, I mean, so what's so awesome when you can actually tell a story like that, and the return is multiple offers, setting a price record for that neighborhood, having the highest price per square foot for that neighborhood ever. I mean, that's really almost what it's all about. I mean, that's great for us, great for our brokerage, great for our sellers. But when it actually happens, you almost have to step back and go, wow. And we could physically correlate the way that home sold to the video we shot on it. It is a slam dunk. And a couple years ago, I was on a podcast as well with a good friend of mine from Canada. And I basically quoted, I said, the ROI of video is ridiculous. And that he has taken that like it's tattooed on his chest. So when I say the ROI of video is ridiculous, it really is, because not only the ROI of telling a story and creating an emotion, but when you do create emotion, you're bonding with your clients at a very different level. It doesn't become about a sales call anymore. It becomes about someone who's going to promote you and be your champion every time the word of real estate is ever uttered or mentioned. So most agents say, I can't afford to shoot a video on this home. But what the point that they're missing is, you're not shooting video for this home. You're shooting video because when the next door neighbors come out and they see that you've got five cars and you've got a drone going over the house and they come out and like, what's going on? You're like, well, we're shooting a movie on this home. What is it, a commercial? You're like, no, we're a real estate brokerage invested heavily in making movies and telling stories about your beautiful neighborhood. And we want the highest possible dollar for our clients. And that's why we're shooting a video. Well, hey, we were thinking about selling. Could you come over and have a walk through our house?
Boom.
Boom, double boom. I mean, yeah. That's why you're doing video. You know, you have a tent out there with makeup artists and you're bringing food to them. I mean, it's really a lot of moving pieces. And that's why I think a lot of agents struggle. We already have a million pieces moving for every transaction. And when you add this level of complexity to a transaction, it makes people hesitate to want to do it. But if done right and done correctly, it's out of the park.
I think a really important point, Raj, you touched on it. Really what you've done is invested in the long term. You're playing the long game, right? And you're looking at what return you're going to get as a result of the input that you're putting in now. And I think that's something that a lot of businesses miss. But I think there's some listeners who are not in the market that you're in. They're not in the multi-million dollar sort of price bracket, Raj. What would you say to people selling properties in the lower end of the market that would love to get involved in video? Where should they start, do you think?
Yeah, that's a great question, Josh, and I appreciate you asking that. So I think that the first thing is we never say no to listings. We have $300,000 listings, and we have shot videos on $300,000 listings. I mean, our chief technology officer, Jeremy Lehman, who's a living, breathing realtor as well, he shot video. He focuses on this condo community in the heart of Orange County, and he single-handedly is responsible for increasing the price point in that community over $200,000. So he has done that through video. One of the first listings he took in there, the price point in the neighborhood was under $300,000. Now they're pushing $500,000. They showcased the video to their board of directors and the HOA, which is the Homeowners Association. And immediately people are like, oh my gosh, that's a real estate agent. He's shooting a video on a $300,000 property. Can you sell mine? So he's had 15 or 16 listings now in that condo community because of the first video he shot there. Mm-hmm. So it's not about a price point anymore for our clients. Mm-hmm. Luxury is not about a price point. It's about service, right? We catapulted into the luxury market because of video. And that was a service we didn't catapult because of Facebook. We didn't catapult because of digital technology and paperless, being a paperless office. We didn't catapult because we're an Apple-based company and all our agents use iPhones and they could do transactions basically in line at Starbucks. That's not why. We catapulted in luxury because global reach and luxury services. And video just happens to be completely tied into that. So to answer your question, sorry, Josh, to answer your question, a great place to start if you don't have an in-house video crew, and I said this at Inman San Francisco in New York this year, is look up and find a wedding cinematographer, someone who's shooting weddings on the weekends, someone who's telling stories about brides and grooms, going through the engagement process, you know, like the whole story. I mean, those are great resources to have. And if you tell these guys, hey, I'm on a really slim budget, I'm a realtor, everything I do comes out of pocket up front. So if you could help me out on this one listing, if you could tell a story, I do 20 or 30 or 40 listings a year, I will do video every single time. But for this one property, can I pay you half now and half at close? Or can I give you $100 now and I'll pay you the rest at close? Or if you're really good, I'll share you with everyone in my brokerage, right? It's all about the negotiation of how you're getting these people in.
I think that's really cool. I think finding a wedding photographer, I mean, they're paid to tell stories.
Yeah, and what's great about that, Josh, is that they're busy on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but Monday to Thursday, they're not doing anything. Right. So if you're able to coordinate when they're off and feed them two or three listings a month or one listing a month, whatever your production is, they're going to love you. Mm. I mean, our wedding guy doesn't do weddings anymore. He's just doing real estate, you know, because it's just so much more attractive, lucrative, and you're able to shoot every day of the week.
Yeah, cool. And I love what you said, Raj. Luxury is not about price. It's about service. And I think that's so important. And I think storytelling is so powerful. And if you can use video to tell a story, it's far more impactful than a typical walk around a property. And impact is certainly something that you get when you watch a video by the Boutique Real Estate Group. Is there a particular property that stands out besides the one you mentioned before with the grand piano? Is there one that sticks out in your mind as one of your favorite when it comes to a video marketing campaign?
Yeah, you know, that one's really great. One of the first videos we ever did was on a property on Bob White Road in a city called Brea. And what was so great about that is that the sellers came to us and they basically said, hey, we want to sell for, you know, 1. Whatever million. And I basically tell the seller, hey, there has never been a $1 million plus sale ever in this city, ever. You know, I said, the only way we're going to do that is if we're able to, you give me 3 weeks to produce something that's absolutely out of the park. That is the only way we're going to be able to get someone emotionally involved in this. And they were totally on board. They were awesome. They were so great. So anyway, we produced a video on there telling a story about a family walking and getting ready for basically a party in their backyard. We had kids jumping in the pool. We had them down at the farmer's market in the local city that they lived in. We told the story through great music, this family that was involved. We had no drones at the time. It was one of the first videos we did. But we ended up with an amazing Facebook campaign, an email campaign that produced a killer 55% click-through rate. We had people lined up at the first open house outside the door. And one person, one family in particular who was not represented by an agent, came in, loved it. When the kids walked through the front door, they said, hey, that's where the pool is. Or, hey, that's the room I want. Or, hey, that's where the kids in the movie were. I want to go over there. I mean, that just resonated to me so much. And we sold for, I mean, we set a price record for the entire city, not just the neighborhood, because there was never $1 million plus sale in that entire city. So what really hit me is like 4 or 5 years later, an agent who works that neighborhood came up to me and said, that video, that movie you shot made my neighborhood famous. She's with another brokerage. She came to me and said, that video made my neighborhood famous.
I think that's really cool. And something that someone said to me a little while ago that I think stands true to your point, Raj, that, you know, a picture tells 1,000 words, but a video is 1,000 pictures.
Yeah, it sure is. And, you know, people engage with that. And here's the thing about photos and versus video. Photos are there. They're one-dimensional. You can have a look. And the video is evergreen. It's not like, hey, I remember MLS photo number 15 of the backyard and the pool. No, it's not like that. And when you're hosting and doing this with video, people are like, you gotta watch this. I mean, buyers come through our home with their smartphone watching the video as they're walking through the home, right? They're not walking through with a realtor printed MLS spec sheet, or we give them a beautifully printed design brochure. They don't even want it anymore, you know? They're like, no, I saw everything. It's all on the video. It's awesome.
What are some of the tools, Raj, that you mentioned Vimeo there. I know a lot of agents that will upload their footage to YouTube. They've got third parties coming in and shooting for them, just your regular tours of properties and things like that. And they're uploading video to YouTube and then syndicating that out across their channels. What's your approach at the Boutique Real Estate Group? What platform do you prefer? And what's your approach when you syndicate that out across whether it's social or your website?
Right. Well, it all starts with kind of our creative brief. So if we've got a special property that we're really going to shoot on, or if we're partnering with a company called Room, there's definitely a thought process and a strategy to everything that we're doing. So, I mean, at the very nitty gritty, we're uploading a private video to Vimeo first for the team to review, make comments on, do any kind of edits, make sure the music or the lyrics are in tune with the pans, the zooms, and all that kind of stuff. So we upload the Vimeo first, and it's private, and that's where our internal team shares it. Once it's done and cut, we take it from Vimeo, make it public, and push it, upload it to YouTube. From YouTube there, it's connected with our social media manager, who is now curating that content. So the video, the social strategy, the photos. We also have this 360 kind of technology that we're also doing now, in addition to video, that, the photography, the floor plan. All of that now is curated into basically a 60 to 90 day content strategy pushed out across all platforms.
Yeah, I know your team are active on a few different channels, and we've featured your Pinterest profile actually in one of our blog posts recently, which has over 33,000 followers. How do you view social media at a business level? In your opinion, what role does social media play in the success of a real estate business this year and beyond?
Yeah, so it's so funny because back in 2008 and 2009, we were talking about the ROI of social media and real estate. And people were saying, it's going away, it's going away. Well, it's definitely not going away, that's for sure.
Sure.
Social media plays a huge factor in what we do. Everyone's on social now, it seems like. Everyone is engaged socially now. People tend to see our content socially before they see them on real estate websites. So people know of our listings before they hit the market or real estate websites because they've seen them socially. And not because we posted a photo of a home with one of our agents with their arm crossed with a big logo in the background. That's not how we do it. They see it because we took an amazing photo of a beautifully staged home and took the time to post-process the photo, digitally edit, color correct, and then share it with our social media manager who's doing all the things that she's doing with that photo to push it out and create an engaging conversation online to get people to feel and connect emotionally with that photo. So it's so much more than just social media now. It's how social media is presented. Mm. You know, on Facebook, people could block you if you're, you know, obnoxious. They can hide you. You know, the way Facebook on their newsfeed and their algorithm, I mean, if you're not talking to people and engaging with people, it's very likely they're even going to see you. Mm. So we've just really invested heavily into a content strategy that works on social. And social is really one of the top three things we're investing resources into to do it right.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a big difference between the States and Australia, Raj, is you have a lot of early adopters in the States in this respect in relation to content marketing, social media, video, all of that. And I think we've got a lot of lessons to learn in that regard about some of the technologies that you're using to enhance, not replace, but enhance what you're doing. What if we just break it down to if we just keep it at a simple level in terms of social media, you do not approach each profile or post the same content to each profile, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit different, right? So if you think about it, Twitter, you have 140 characters to say what you need to say. Recently, Twitter has allowed you to drop photos in there in posts. So now we're going away from auto scheduling posts, you know, mm-hmm. to actually taking the time to post it when we want to post it on Twitter, because you can't do that and showcase a photo when you're auto-scheduling on Twitter.
Right.
So Twitter, you have 140 characters. And within that photo now, you can tag people, agents, affiliates, friends, family members in that photo to get them to notice it in the newsfeed, because Twitter is very busy, especially if you have thousands of followers. Mm-hmm. So that's very different than Facebook, where we're specifically asking questions to engage and then linking that with Facebook ads to get in front of the people that we want to get in front of so they could see our content. Our Instagram page is just literally blowing up. Mm. So very different than that. And the person on Insta is very different than the person on Facebook. Mm. And then Pinterest, you mentioned 33,000. I mean, we post something on Pinterest and our agents are begging that we showcase their listings on Pinterest because they become Pinterest famous. I mean, the analytics on Pinterest, I mean, we post something on there with 33,000 followers. I mean, it's like immediate like notoriety. Yeah. They're like, oh my gosh. And you know, 90% of women are on Pinterest. So you become a household name with the women in our community if you're on our Pinterest page. It's pretty funny.
As big as your team is, Raj, you're still very community minded. What advice do you have for businesses who are using social media simply as a billboard for their property listings and frankly, just pushing their services?
Yeah, stop screaming on social. Stop screaming. Stop saying you have an open house on Sunday from 1 to 4. Stop by and say hi. I mean, that stuff's not going to work. The last thing I'm going to do if I'm a consumer, I'm just a normal family guy with 3 kids and a wife. The last thing I'm going to do is drive 40 miles across town to go look at an open house when I'm not even in the market. You know what I mean? It's just ridiculous. You know? So stop screaming on social. Start engaging. Connect with your community. If you're a hyper-local business, go meet the other business owners in your community and connect with them in real life first. And then say, hey, I'm doing this ad campaign on Facebook and I want to highlight the top 5 restaurants in Newport Beach. And do you mind if I take a picture of your restaurant when no one's in the restaurant so I can highlight it? Or can I grab a picture off your website? Or do you have any stock photos of your restaurant that I could share online and link back to you, right? So on Facebook, you don't want to link back to the restaurant immediately, so to speak. But if you're able to curate a blog post about the restaurant, which is hosted on your website, link to that. And then within the article on your blog post on your website, link back to the restaurant. That's the right way to do it.
Raj, thank you so much for your input so far. We're about to hit the fast 5 where I'll ask you 5 quick questions and get you to come back with 5 quick answers. But before we do, we're going to hear our fast fact of the week.
This week's Fast Fact is from a report published by Mist Media, which found the average website visitor will spend 88% more time on a website with video. As Raj said earlier in this interview, it's not video that's going away, but it's agents who aren't using video. I'm keen to hear what's working for you. Drop me a line via our website, Facebook, or Twitter. Well, Raj, we've reached one of my favourite parts of the show where I'll ask you five quick questions and get you to come back with five quick answers. Are you ready?
Bring it on.
Name one person who has been an inspiration to you throughout your career and why.
Well, that's an easy one. So for me personally, it's part of my belief system. And so Jesus Christ, my personal Lord and Savior, has been an inspiration to me throughout. He just gave and gave and gave his whole entire life. And that's why basically I could be on the show and share with you what I do, because it's that mindset that's allowed our brokerage continued success.
Raj, what is your favorite thing in the world to do when you're not at the office?
That's an easy one. So I'm a dad with three kids and a beautiful wife. So I love basically trying to, which is becoming increasingly difficult as we get busier and busier, but getting off the grid and just connecting with my family without my phone in my hand.
What is your favorite business book that you've ever read and why?
So one of my favorite business books I ever read is called Obsessions of an Extraordinary Executive. It's by Patrick Lencioni. And it's basically the four disciplines at the heart of any world-class organization. And so I read that really, really early in my career, and it's really, really stuck with me from the very beginning. I could add a second one by Stephen Covey, The Eighth Habit. And basically, one of the things that stuck in there, I talked about it in Inman, is making promises, but also keeping them as well. So don't make a promise you can't keep. And that will really help you as a real estate agent, because we tend to overpromise everything trying to get a listing, and then you're not able to deliver on anything that you promise.
Raj, what is your favorite technology or online resource that you use daily to help run a better business?
I literally couldn't live without my iPhone. I mean, we could do an entire real estate transaction in the palm of our hands, the most difficult transaction known to man, with more people involved in one real estate transaction here in the United States than anything. I mean, you could deliver a child easier than doing a real estate transaction. So, and we could do that on our iPhone or our iPad. So that's the one thing I could not live without.
Here's a question for you. Being obviously a big fan of video, do you incorporate the use of any smartphone technology in your video strategy at all?
No, that's really the one place we don't use our phone. We don't use our phone to take video. We don't use our phone to take photos of listings. So we do not, which is really interesting, I think.
No, not at all. It's I think a lot of agents that I've seen use video on their smartphones is the use of, I don't know if you know the guys over at BombBomb, using video for, you know, post open homes and that sort of thing, just quick and fast, and basically to get the video out there as quickly as possible.
Yeah, so we're the exact opposite. Yeah. We're taking three weeks to produce a video before anyone ever sees it. But I think that for the guys at BombBomb and Ethan and all those guys, I think it's a great technology, and I think agents should definitely be using that, and the analytics on the backside of that are amazing as well.
Well, Raj, it's often said that the success of a real estate business is measured by how many properties they sell or how many properties they manage. If you had to choose one thing that prevents people in real estate from achieving success, however they measure it, what would it be, and what would your advice be to overcome it?
Yeah, so I'll give you a quote. So a quote that stuck with me for a long time, and it's by Sun Tzu in the book called The Art of War. So he basically says, if you have one strategy, you're highly likely to succeed. If you have two strategies, you're twice as likely to fail. And you know what the third one is. If you have three strategies, you're three times as likely to fail. So I'm just begging your listeners, don't try to do it all if you're a real estate agent. Find people that are strong where you're weak. Team up with partnered professionals who are really, really good at what they do. And just focus on being consistent at your one strategy, whatever that strategy is. If it's video, if it's amazing photography, if it's an amazing print campaign, if it's social media, if you don't have a business page on Facebook, but you're awesome and you're an extrovert and you're fun and engaging on Facebook, that's you may only need that and you'd be really successful as a real estate agent. So, and then the last thing is just hire really good people. If you're going to bring people in-house, hire well. because if you hire wrong, you're going to make a huge mistake.
Hire for culture and train for skill, as they say, Raj, and I think that's so important, isn't it?
That's absolutely right. So hire someone. So there was great, they had a Google talk at Inman, and they said, basically hire someone, not because they could do the job you're hiring for, but basically because they're going to do a job that's completely different from what you're hiring for. So don't hire for the skill set of that job, hire for a downstream progression of this individual maturing and developing throughout your brokerage.
I love that. Well, Raj, I have one last question for you to leave our listeners with some motivation for the week ahead. What's your favorite success quote, and how do you think people in real estate can relate?
Well, what's really interesting, it may not be a success quote, but it goes really well with the conversation that we've had today about telling stories. So there's a Native American saying that basically says, people who tell the stories will rule the world. So I think if you're able to tell great stories through video or photos or online or social, you will not maybe rule the world, but you will rule your market. And for some agents, that's going to be enough. For some brokerages, that's going to be way better than they're already doing. So just remember, those who tell the stories will rule the world. And that's what I leave you with today.
Well, listeners, you can find all the resources that Raj has shared with us today, along with all of the show notes, by visiting our website at steps.com.au/Raj Kazar. And I should spell your name out, Raj, and I hope I don't mess this up. It's RAJQSAR. Have I got that right?
That's absolutely right. No U. So QSAR. That's perfect.
Perfect. Well, Raj, on behalf of our listeners, I'd like to thank you for your time, knowledge, and advice today. I know that people are going to really enjoy the content that you've shared. How can people get in touch with you or find out more about the Boutique Real Estate Group?
Yeah, we would love to connect with you guys, whether it's socially or email or online, but you can find our main brokerage website at www.theboutiquere.com. So that's theboutiquere.com. You can look me up on Facebook. All of our icons are on our website, so you can connect with our brokerage anywhere there. And yeah, that's how you can find us.
Raj, it was great to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Josh.
Well, that's it for this week. Thank you so much for joining me. If you do enjoy the Real Estate Pros podcast, we love reviews. So please head over to iTunes and tell us how the show has helped you. And whether you did or you didn't enjoy today's show, we'd love to hear from you about how we can improve, because at the end of the day, this show has all started to help you, the Real Estate Pro. I hope you have a great week ahead, and I look forward to having you join us again next week. Bye for now.